Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist Pat Counsell, and this is Thriving Thursday. This is the day where you get strategies, tips, ideas for improving your home-based business or small business. If you want to go to the next level, or if you want to bring in those amazing, huge revenues, then it's all about continued education, but also you've got to take action on the things that you've learned. So today we're going to talk about, are you sending out the right emails? And because you don't want to waste your time, you want to make sure that you get the maximum return on your emails. You know, every now and then you may read a story or see something on the internet, and it will ask the question, are emails dead or are they dying? The world is sending emails. And some of the so-called experts will say, yes, we think it's dying and one day emails will be a thing of the past. Now, that may be true, but guess what? As of today, emails are not. In fact, they're making an amazing comeback. Now, many people use Facebook for advertising certain types of products and services. And Facebook is a great avenue for doing that because you can reach quite a few people. And however, emails, to me, it's a more personal thing and it, or more personal type of contact. And it's also a better use of your time and money, assuming you have built a database, a list of people that want to hear from you, that want to connect with you, that want to learn whatever it is you have to share or hear from you. However, knowing the types of emails to send out, and what to send them out for, when to send them out. Now, that is something that we could all stand to kind of brush up on a little bit, right? First of all, if you're not sending any emails out to the your email list, then yeah, you're probably missing out on some really great customers and some amazing revenue. But emails, sending out the emails are not just for revenue, you know, revenue producing. That's one of the reasons. So I'm going to talk about the different types of emails that you can send out and why you would send these emails out. So let's get started with that. First of all, let's talk about the relational email. That type of email is the email that you would send out when you are following up or making a connection or reconnecting. You send stuff to people like discounts, and this is where you send your newsletters out. And if you don't have a newsletter, then you want to learn how to put together an effective newsletter. And that's important. Our newsletters that talk about what's happening, what's going to happen, what's coming, things that will excite people, but also information that they want to know about. Things that will help them to improve either on their lives, their business, or their connection to others, their relationships. So you want to be sure that you are building a database and that you are maintaining that warmness, that warm connection between you and those people that you've met by sending out relational emails. Which, by the way, if you guys have not signed up for our Power Up Today newsletter, you can do that simply by clicking 48282. And wow, I've been saying the number for so long. I'm starting to get it wrong and get it backwards. The number is actually 42828. That's 42828. All you have to do is text the word power up to 42828 and you can send your email address in and you will be added to our newsletter list, our Power Up Today newsletter, which really has great information. And it's information that we most of the time that we don't share on our Designing Your Life Today show. Sometimes I have some great strategies that hit me and ideas and tips or something that I've heard or an amazing book that I've read that I believe will benefit you and just so many other things. And as I said, discounts, ways that you can save money on your business, products that you actually need for your business where you may be spending hundreds of dollars and maybe I periodically have, you know, will come across a product that's like that where you can spend a whole lot less. So you want to get on our newsletter list. It's really great. And plus any giveaways that we have to offer, it goes in the newsletter. So get signed up. And just to be sure, I'm going to say that number again, just text 428-28, the word power up to the number 428-28. Text the word power up to the number 428-28. That's it. 428-28. Okay. There is a burn in your brain too. All right. There it is. So the thing is that you want to, set up your newsletters, get your template going and create, as I said earlier, an effective newsletter that talks about what's going on and something that's a benefit, news that's a benefit to those that are in your database. All right, so that's relational email. Now, the second type of email, and they don't necessarily have to be in this order, but I'm just going to give you three types. The second type of email is it's a promotional email. Promotional emails, of course, is just like it sounds. It promotes a product to a prospective customer. If you have a new book out, if you have a new course, if you have some fantastic new product that you want to introduce to your database and you want your customers to get it first, to get the discount, to take advantage of it, it's a great way to launch a new product that you are releasing and to at the same time make your warm market feel privileged and make them feel special because they're getting the information first. So promotional emails, it promotes a product to a prospective customer. Now, a lot of times people will go out and they will buy these huge database of email addresses and they'll send this product out or this promotional email out and get very little return. I want to encourage you guys to get to know who's in your database. In other words, like for example, on this podcast, I know that you guys that sign up for our newsletter, the ones that have joined the Power Up Today newsletter, I know the kind of information you're looking for. I know exactly what you want to hear, what you want to learn, what discounts you might need. Why? Because I know what Designing Your Life Today is all about. And as a goal achievement strategist, I know what, all of the people who my warm market, what they're interested in hearing. So I think it's important that you take the time to build your database and build that newsletter list or build that list of email addresses and have it full of people that you've either met personally, that have heard you or seen you give a presentation, or that they're listening to you on a podcast like this and they're signing up because they want to learn more, hear more from you. These are people who you know exactly what they want. Then it's not spam, okay? And you're not just being annoying. So promotional emails, they can really increase your revenues. They can really raise your bottom line a great deal. But you have to work to build your list, your email list. So you have to really work at that and get those names in there. The third and final type of email would be a transactional email. Now, a transactional email is one where you have a service or you have a online course or something, or something that you are even something that you're giving away free. And it includes a sign up and order confirmation. So you are offering a product or you sent this out or they've gone to your website, they purchased a product and now you're sending them an email letting them know, hey, your product is on the way or hey, you can go here and just download your product now. So it includes some type of sign up and order confirmation. And And it also addresses any changes being made to the terms of service or subscriber information. Like, for example, when we put out our privacy notices and had to add those to our websites, that would is something you would put in your transactional email. People have they have to read them, the privacy notice, so you can let them know it's available. And hey, you guys, here are some changes that's been made to our site. Here's some changes that's been made to the type of products and services that we're offering. And here's some changes that's been made to perhaps the date of a webinar that you signed up for. And of course, if they've already signed up for a webinar and it's the exact same date and you haven't changed it, then they would get a confirmation type email, which is a transactional email. So those are the three types of emails that you would want to send out over time. And these three types of emails, the promotional email, relational email, the transactional email, all these email types can serve you really well, and they can boost your business, and they can make you look like the true professional you are. They can get your name out there, and people will become more excited about hearing from you. And of course, the more you do it, and with the more professionalism that you use when doing this, then guess what happens after that? The bigger the database grows, because people will pass your name on and they'll share your information with a friend because they know you're putting out quality information. I've already mentioned spam. You want to stay away from spamming people. Listen, spam is all about you. Okay. It's all about, in other words, the person who's sending that email out, they're sending that email out. They could care less about the customer. They could care less about the needs. They just figure, hey, you know what? I'll just blast everybody that I know, blast people that I don't know, and ask them to buy my stuff. And if they buy what I'm offering, I'll make money. Okay, so you don't want to do that. You know, spend some extra dollars, go on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and pay for some advertising, especially if you're doing some type of digital marketing. Of course, there are other ways, things that you can do to get your name out there or to introduce your product and service to people. But if you're going to kind of go that method and go after people that you don't know, then just go ahead and spend the money on advertising and stay away from spam. Spam hurts your business, okay? And it hurts your reputation as a professional. So make sure that you kind of stay within the guidelines when it comes to sending out emails. Another thing I want to say before we wrap up is a lot of times when people have an email list, they will sell that list to someone else. Now, at Designing Your Life Today, we don't sell our list. Our company, Power Up Nation, we don't sell our list. We don't give your names and email addresses away. And the only thing we do is we provide you with information that will allow you to connect to that person and or that service that they're offering, service or product. So we put that in our newsletters and it's on our website periodically. And so we have it, we mention it in our podcast and it's in our show notes, because that gives you the freedom to decide if you want to contact that person or not. But keep in mind that we will never recommend someone to you that isn't reputable, someone to you that's not good. And I have a real thing about salespeople that are absolutely annoying and aggravating and keep calling the person. And it's such an interruption of life. If they want your product and you're a good salesperson, they will bite. You guys will be able to come to some type of agreement. Granted, sometimes follow-up is needed. However, aggravation, never, ever needed. So the people that we recommend to you, they will not aggravate you. As a matter of fact, one of my rules is that if I recommend them, that when and you contact them, that they are to give you really helpful information and not badger you. I think if I give you really good information about the product, I think if I give you really good information, it shows you the benefits and how it's going to help you, what it's going to do for your business, your life, and so on and so on. I think that you'll buy. You don't need me to, you know, constantly bombard you and say with calling you and just being super, super annoying. So You can rest assured that anybody we recommend, they will not do that. And, you know, keep that in mind when you deal with people. I know there's some sales teachers out there that tell you to call them and send them one email after another. And Grant Cardone is one of those people. And don't get me wrong, I love Grant Cardone's energy and I love a lot of his information. And however, I don't totally agree with everything. I don't agree with the fact that you, you know, kind of aggravate people. But the other side to that coin is he did say if they don't want to be bothered, hey, take them off the list. So, and that's okay. So the point I'm making is that we won't do that. Or anybody who works with me, they will not do that. Now, they will follow up with you because it's the right thing to do and it's good professionalism, but they're not going to aggravate you. So with that being said, you know the different types of emails and now you know how to use them, what they're for. And so I would suggest that when you map out your schedule for next week or whenever you decide to, that you, first of all, put it on your list that you're going to make your newsletter list huge, your list of names and emails huge. You're going to make it bigger because you have such an amazing product or service to offer. And secondly, start contacting those people. Speaking of which, you will get our newsletter, our revamped, because we've revamped a lot of things, you guys. So you'll get our new and improved newsletter next week, I believe. So I think next week is like the week of the 15th. Yeah. So you'll get that next week. And feel free to give us your feedback. And of course, you can share our newsletter with your friends if you believe the information that we put in there will help them. Hey, that's all I have for you guys, except to remind you one more time that if you want to get connected with us, then you can sign up for Power Up Today by texting the word Power Up to 42828. Listen, enjoy this thriving Thursday, enjoy the weekend, and do life with power.